This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. President Donald Trump telling CBS News in an interview Wednesday he holds Russian President Vladimir Putin responsible for meddling in the U.S. presidential election. This comes after the White House said it believes Russia is continuing to target the United States with cyber attacks related to upcoming November congressional elections. Trump's spokeswoman, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
We believe that the threat still exists, which is why we are taking steps to prevent it. Again, you wouldn't go through that lengthy process if you weren't.
Earlier in the day, Trump appeared to contradict an assessment by his director of national intelligence. During a cabinet meeting on Wednesday, the president shook his head and said, "Thank you very much, no," when asked if Russia still poses a threat to the United States. Sanders explained that Trump was actually saying no to answering questions and not to the reporter's question itself. The director of national intelligence, Dan Coats, last week said that Russia and other countries are continuing to target American businesses, the government, and other institutions. On Wednesday, a federal judge ordered accused Russian agent Maria Butina jailed until her trial. U.S. prosecutors argued she has ties to Russian intelligence and poses a serious flight risk. Butina's attorney, Robert Driscoll, has said she is not a Russian agent and poses no flight risk after she was arrested on Sunday without warning.
We remain confident she'll prevail in this case. She's not an agent of the Russian government, the Russian Federation. She's innocent of the charges brought against her. Most importantly, she's a young student seeking to make her way in America.
Butina has been accused of working with a high-powered Russian official and two unidentified U.S. citizens trying to infiltrate a pro-gun rights organization in the United States and influence the United States' foreign policy toward Russia. This is VOA News.